With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has just ordered the Pentagon to immediately begin matching other nuclear powers in testing weapons. He specifically cited Russia and China. That announcement coming Wednesday in a post on Truth Social, just before the president met for talks with China's Xi Jinping. Meanwhile, the two leaders were playing nice during their talks.
President Xi is a great leader of a great country, and I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time. And it's an honor to have you with us. Thank you very much.
President Trump ruling out a third term in office.
Donald Trump has been publicly toying with the idea of running for a third term in the White House, even though the Constitution's 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. He told reporters aboard Air Force One that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. However, the president didn't rule out entirely the possibility of staying in office despite that, saying, we'll see what happens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian mobsters sentenced to 25 years in a foiled plot to assassinate an Iranian dissident journalist in New York.
An Iranian-American journalist is thanking the U.S. justice system after a judge in New York sentences two Russian mobsters to 25 years in prison for their part in a plot to assassinate her on behalf of Iran by hiring a hitman to kill her on U.S. soil. The judge said she wanted to send a message to foreign powers about trying to kill Americans in the U.S. Julie Walker, New York.
The death count in Brazil is rising. A massive police raid on a drug gang embedded in a low-income neighborhood. 119 have been killed. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Gaza.
Now that President Trump has worked out a peace deal there, the giant Christian relief agency has flown in supplies for local people. Using a brand new Boeing 767 cargo plane it just purchased, Samaritan's Purse has delivered 50 tons of food, blankets, solar lanterns, and other items for Gaza residents caught in the middle of the war between Israel and Hamas. The Muslim terror group sparked the conflict with its 2023 attack on Israel. Michael Harrington reporting.
In a move that has dismayed millions of Britons, King Charles dedicating the country's first national memorial to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender troops. United Kingdom ending its ban on homosexuality in the armed forces 25 years ago. The king laid flowers at the monument in the National Memorial Arboretum in central England. This is SRN News. An interest rate cut Wednesday and mixed results on Wall Street.
Stocks wavered to a mixed close on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 finished virtually flat. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.5%. All three indexes were coming off all-time highs. Wall Street was on track for modest gains following the Federal Reserve's decision to cut its main interest rate for the second time this year. But the gains mostly reversed after Fed Chair Jerome Powell later warned that a cut in December is not a foregone conclusion. Damian Troisi, New York.
NVIDIA has become the first $5 trillion company. That just 3 months after the Silicon Valley chipmaker was first to break through the $4 trillion barrier. Toronto Blue Jays now lead the LA Dodgers in the World Series 3-2. More details, srnnews.com.